Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth is, we're connecting with Gwyneth momentarily in Australia. But in the meantime, yesterday, during the broadcast, with Rich Sheban, we had a sonic boom louder than any sonic boom I've ever heard before during the broadcast. And I had my microphone muted so you didn't hear it. But this sonic boom, we have a stone house, and we bought 220 tons of stone for the exterior of the house. That doesn't include the mortar. That's just the stone. And it doesn't include the lime to make the mortar a little bit whiter. Well, this sonic boom was so loud, I was concerned that it would cause a stampede of cows. So that's what your government is up to. They're doing things that you're not allowed to do. You know, there are noise ordinances, right? In Lebanon, Missouri, there's a noise ordinance so that you have a stereo, if you have a stereo system in your car that just the police think is too loud, you can get fined. But it's okay for the federal government to do this kind of stuff. It's okay for them to break the sound barrier. I was thinking about that. And I was thinking about, you know, Elon, and he wants to have a really fast airplane to travel between, well, across the ocean, you know, between the United States and Europe. And just think about that. If you have an airplane that, well, let me give you the numbers. So what is a sonic boom? A sonic boom is a shockwave that occurs when an aircraft exceeds the speed of sound, 767 miles an hour at sea level. So when an airplane goes 768 miles an hour, 1 mile an hour faster, there is a shockwave that's sent through the air. And how loud is a sonic boom? Well, about 120 decibels. That's enough to make you deaf if it's a prolonged exposure to it. 120 decibels is about the sound that you would experience if you were standing near a jet airplane during takeoff. That's when those engines really wind up. So if you look at the speed that Elon wants these planes to fly, so you don't have to sit in that seat so long, it'd be going about 22 times the speed of sound. It will create shock waves across its path. Wherever it goes, there will be a shock wave and a sonic boom that travels the entire path that the airplane is exceeding 767 miles an hour. It will probably make fish jump out of their habitat. Think about that. Think about the unintended consequences that are absolutely positively known by those who are perpetrating these crimes against nature. Do you think that those who have developed windmills that have this whoosh, whoosh, this deafening sound to animals, do you think they don't know about the sound? Do you think they don't know how long those fiberglass turbine blades last? Do you think that they don't know that they're going to have to dispose of these windmill blades after, let's say, 15 years and bury them somewhere where you can't see them? Do you think they don't know? Of course they know. Do you think the people who developed, like General Electric, who developed nuclear power, do you think those guys didn't know that an exposure to radioactivity is deadly? You think they didn't know that? Do you think they didn't know that they had no way of containing the exhaust, if you will, from the exhaust pipe, if you will, of these nuclear reactors? You know, you put this radioactive waste in stainless steel, and the radiation just bombards the stainless steel canisters until it perforates them. So what do? Well, you can bury it, right? Where do you bury it? Who wants that buried anywhere near them? Who wants that transported on the interstates? But that's what happens. All I'm saying is there are people who think that, what a great idea, you know, almost free electricity. What a great idea. But the cost goes on killing for millennia. And then to make matters worse, you've got a guy in Biden's administration. He's a nuclear waste guru. He stole a bag, a Vera Bradley bag, from the airport at the where you pick up your bags, and he kept it. This guy is a cross-dressing, confused, to say the least, guy. He wears high heels, he's got a shaved head, he's got a mustache. He is an intergalactic embarrassment. His name is Sam Brinton, and he's a senior official at the Department of Energy. And according to public information in the public domain, here's what it says, quote, Sam Brinton, a senior DOE official, is alleged to have stolen a suitcase from the baggage carousel at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on September 16th. Brinton then took the bag to a St. Paul hotel and then returned it to the airport in order to travel to Washington, D.C. on September 18th. He initially denied taking the suitcase, but later admitted to the theft, citing tiredness for the confusion. So he was confused that he stole someone else's bag and used it, allegedly, reportedly. This guy is a senior Department of Energy official, and he is called a nuclear waste guru. Now, we have talked about these kinds of people, these confused, deranged people. He's a dress-wearing, high-heeled guy in the administration. He is a senior official in the nuclear waste department. And he lied and stole someone else's property, said he was tired. Now, do you think he gets tired at his job, where he's handling nuclear waste and directing who gets it, and how it's disposed of, and how it's stored, and maybe even policy? Well, he has been arrested. $10,000 fine. That's a pittance. That's like a couple months' salary for this guy. And he could face 5 years in jail if he's found guilty. And he admitted it. This is why it's very important to make sure that the wrong people don't get selected. This is what happens. This is what happens when the vote is stolen. This is what happens when your vote doesn't count. This is what happens when your ill-informed neighbors vote for people like we have right now. People who don't pay attention and people who think this is a game. And it doesn't matter who's running the show. Look at Chicago. Look at San Francisco. Look at Washington, D.C. Look at those places. Look at the places where marijuana is considered legal. Look at them. And look at the spiraling down of society in those locations. England is no longer a Christian majority. How did that happen? How did that happen? It's happening all around us. We are losing everything to the lowest common denominator. Gold and silver used to be the currency in the United States. It's been replaced with metals that are multiple plies of different metals to have the same weight in the same dimensions as the silver coins used to be. It's a fraud. The Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar, abbreviated fraud, is another fraud. The gold in Fort Knox is another fraud. It hasn't been verified that the gold is there. Where's the gold? You would think that our country would be proud of the gold, right? Look what we have. We're guarding an empty vault, in my opinion. All of this is my opinion. Don't believe a word that I say. Don't believe a word any of your instructors say. Don't believe a word that you hear, see, or read on the internet. We are covered with lies. We have a crisis of confidence. Gwyneth is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You mean I don't sound frosted?
Aside from being frosted.
Yeah, I'm frosted.
Aside from frosted.
Well, other than that, very, very well. I don't think anybody has even broached the subject of these, let's go faster, 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 and I don't think they've broached the subject of sonic booms, which would be sound pollution via the air pollution. I don't think, Gwyneth, has anybody talked about this other than us here at USA Prepares? I mean, you listen to way more media than I do. I don't listen to any media. And the reason, one reason is I don't want to be biased by a bunch of bozos.
Nobody's talking about that. But I'll tell you what, that is a, it's actually even a bigger problem than you mentioned, because it's not just a cosmetic thing. It's a matter of the resonant frequencies of the planet. So, in other words, when that sonic boom goes across the atmosphere, it doesn't just go away, it gradually fades out like the ringing of a bell. And it contributes to the resonant sound of the planet. And when that gets contaminated, bad things can happen.
We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and we're talking about something that's flat out unmentioned, and that is the shock wave that the planet receives by people who want to get there faster. And I'm thinking about really important business people that need to fly to London and need to fly, oh, let's say, from Washington, D.C. To San Francisco or Hawaii. And, well, the sonic booms are deafening, absolutely deafening. And I discussed with our family the absence of aliens visiting our planet, getting off their travel equipment and, you know, disembarking and saying, hey, y'all, we're here, just good to all meet y'all. And why is that? Now, I do believe in UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I don't know what they are. But if you think about it, there is a theory that the reason we haven't been visited by others that we know of that have gotten out and walked around and said hello is because when a group of people, we'll call them people, or aliens, gets to the point where they can build the equipment, they can advance to the point where they can travel through space to get here. The theory is that by the time they almost get to that point, they self-destruct. They blow themselves up. Same principles that we have here, greed and more greed and more greed. They get to the point where they want more. They want more faster. They want it now. It's like the people who want to go on vacation. They deserve to go to spring break to fly from wherever they are to Florida, to burn holes in the atmosphere, to waste the oxygen, to waste the fuel, to be stupid and do things that mom and dad probably wouldn't be too proud of if they saw them. I'm talking about these young jerks. And I know families who actually support having their children go on these wild adventures. I have no respect for the parents. I certainly don't respect the children. And I don't respect the thought that there is a need to go on vacation. I don't think there is. I don't think there is. You know, with the money that's squandered on vacations, people could buy a farm. Can you imagine that? It doesn't have to be a big farm. You know, there are 5-acre farms. People could save their money, live simply, not squander it on frivolous, meaningless things that you can only look at in pictures and say, Look at myself. Here I was standing right next to Mickey, or Minnie, or Donald Duck, or Goofy. See Goofy in the picture? Well, that's me, Goofy, doing stupid things like that when money could be spent and invested and grown for real purposes, survival purposes, preparedness purposes. And yet there are people who think that they need to go faster. They need to go in tunnels faster. I don't get it. Gwyneth, I think you are absolutely right. I think that this is one more nail in the coffin of killing planet Earth and all of us. Not necessary. Air Force One can fly at about 600 plus miles an hour. I have a feeling it can go faster than that. But they don't want us to know. And I wonder if the president said, you know, I really like to go fast. And he talked to the pilot and co-pilot and said, can you just like push that lever forward? All of them? Let's see what this thing can do. You think he ever did that? I'm talking about Joe, you know, the guy who has a Corvette, who likes to race around. Let's go fast. That's what he says. He's like to go fast. That's what Joe says. We'll be right back.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several tornado warnings were issued Tuesday as storms rolled through Mississippi. The National Weather Service reported at least 21 tornadoes reported across the state. Today, tornado threats include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken later today. Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at multiple exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. Number four, a smaller one that opened up on Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still many miles away from civilization. Some of President Biden's judicial nominees will face criticism at today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Republican lawmakers will question nominees for their track record on soft-on-crime judgments and their legal theories on the Second Amendment. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
One of the biggest polluters in the world is a little portion of the United States, kind of nestled between Virginia and Maryland. And it's been reported about 2 years ago, CNN.com, that the Air Force is interested in flying faster than the speed of sound. And according to the article, I'll quote it, it was announced last week, this is 2 years ago, that Exonic, E-X-O-S-O-N-I-C, Exosonic, has been issued a contract to develop supersonic executive transport that could be used as Air Force One. End quote. He also goes on to say that that they're partnering, HERMEUS is partnering with the U.S. Air Force and PE to develop its Mach 5 craft, pictured at the top of the article, in order to support the presidential executive fleet, end quote. So the president's executive fleet would travel at Mach 5. Mach 5 is 5x the speed of sound. Mach 1 is 1x the speed of sound, which I mentioned is 767 miles per hour at sea level. So this one would go five times faster and make sonic booms. I just heard another sonic boom. These things are so destructive, they are cracking our house. I'm serious, and I'm frosted. These people think that they have a right to do these kinds of things, to destroy all kinds of property, scare animals to death. I guess I'm frosted plus. Greg in Utah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. I just read an article talking about self-destruction that is very disturbing. You know, if you have an airbag explosion that kills people, you know, they recall the airbags. Well, this is a firefighter rant about EV car fires. We're fighting against fires that can't be put out. The average car fire burns around 1,500 degrees or so, and it takes about 1,000 gallons to put out a bad car fire. Meanwhile, electric car fires are burning upwards of 5,000 degrees and take up to 40,000 gallons of water to put out. In fact, he adds, some of them have had to be submerged in water for up to 30 days to actually put them out, and sometimes self-igniting up to three times before they're extinguished forever. Now, I want you to think about this. People are charging these things in their garage, their family homes, apartment complexes, things like that of this nature. What is the danger of starting a fire that's going to literally kill, up, you know, could kill hundreds of people? And are we hearing about a recall? No, we're not.
You know what, Greg? I want something to tell you about the lithium metal that's used in lithium batteries. And there's videos of this on YouTube that people, they get like a double A lithium battery and they very carefully cut it open. They get the strip of lithium out and they put it in a Pyrex, you know, Corningware dish, and they put some water on it, just cold lithium metal. And it doesn't just ignite, it explodes.
Amazing.
That is what... trying to put out a lithium fire with water is like trying to put out an oil fire with gasoline. That's what it's like. It's just, please, if anyone's a firefighter out there and they're ever called to a lithium fire of a lithium-ion battery, please do not put water on it. Water plus lithium metal creates a strongly exothermic reaction. It creates a bomb. It makes it explode. Please, if you ever, that's not what you do. Probably the best, I don't suppose it would be because it would just melt the sand into glass, but I was thinking you could put earth on it, that might stop it. But it would probably melt the earth into glass.
Well, if they could submerge it for 30 days, and up to 30 days, and still not be able to put it out. There's no oxygen
that's
in there
because,
at all.
That's because, like I say, it's like trying to put out a gasoline fire with gasoline.
You know, should we paint these things orange and say stay away from them? Put out outbuildings that are like out in the middle of a cement field? Because think about it.
Gwyneth, do you remember?
Putting him
yes.
Do you remember Bert teaching a class? This was months ago. And he lives in Los Gatos, California. I used to live there too, back in 1980. And for 18 months, that's all I could stand. But he has a neighbor who had a carport. And the neighbor had a golf cart that he parked in his carport along with his other vehicles. And he was charging the battery of his golf cart, and his golf cart caught on fire and burned the other vehicles. It's an electric golf cart with lithium-ion batteries. He reported that on air, and he tried to get the guy to come on the air with us, and it did no avail, I guess. And it was, it's a real problem. Do you really want to go to Walmart and pull into the parking lot and have some Tesla park next to your vehicle? Do you want that? Would that bother you? Or how about some other electric vehicle? It doesn't necessarily have to be a Tesla. But I don't want to have an electric vehicle parked near me. As a matter of fact, I think I need to modify the website for Natural Farms campsites that says no electric vehicles. Because I don't want somebody coming here with an electric vehicle and setting the farm on fire. There's a report. I'm serious, Greg. I really am.
That's what I'm saying. Should there be a requirement that they need to be painted fluorescent orange, stay back 500 feet, do not park in a garage near other vehicles, family homes? You know, they need to put a big old concrete parking lot and spread them out about 40 or 50 feet from each other, and then have a charging station.
You notice that Joe doesn't have a fleet of electric vehicles.
Of course not.
He doesn't use those. But he wants y'all.
Neither does Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Here's a headline. This is yesterday. Daily Mail. Quote, 5 cars rented by Biden's Secret Service burst into flames in Nantucket. Investigation into blaze with vehicles used by the first family. Sub headlines. The vehicles that went up in flames were rented by the U.S. Secret Service during President Joe Biden's Thanksgiving vacation to Nantucket. Fire happened on Monday in the parking lot of the Nantucket Memorial Airport, just one day after the president left the island to return to Washington, D.C. The flames were just 40 feet from the airport's 25,000-gallon jet fuel tanks. One of the vehicles, a Ford Expedition, is under a manufacturer battery recall. Let me repeat that sentence. One of the vehicles, a Ford Expedition, is under a manufacturer battery recall. The incident is now under investigation. End quote. DailyMail.co.uk. You can look it up by 5 cars, fire, Biden. That's all you have to type in. I have a list of, it's unbelievable, a list of, and I was going to talk about this today, of technical service bulletins for vehicles, specifically a Ford vehicle. I'm going to bring it up. Ford Explorer, I believe, is the vehicle. This list is like 40 or 50 items long for a 2021 vehicle. That would be a vehicle that has just... it's a year old. Unbelievable the number of technical service bulletins for all kinds of things. And you heard, class, you heard Kyle, who was, he worked in the service department as a advisor in the service department. or an assistant advisor. And he's a journeyman electrician, and he can operate heavy equipment. Here's a guy who knows. Okay, he turns wrenches. He's a gearhead, just like some of the rest of us here. He said, he talked about how Ford had pages and pages and pages of things that needed to be fixed before a car could be delivered to its customer. He's like, shoot, we missed this, that, and the other thing. That's what we're talking about. So maybe we'll get a chance to talk about some of these Ford technical service bulletins. This is Ford saying, y'all need to fix these things because we kind of have a problem with them. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. Just before we go any further, if you could get a message to Brad, tell him to bring my volume level up a little bit because I can't hear very much of what you're actually saying because the levels are so low. I'm really, really having to concentrate. So if Brad could bring up those levels, that would be great.
You're supposed to do that anyway. You're supposed to be concentrating anyway, Glenn.
Yeah, I know I am. I am.
You know,
but it's
No, I will tell. I'll tell Brad. And,
okay.
And Jason was Jason was late yesterday because he was navigating the snowstorm that they had in Minneapolis. I think same problem today. So
yeah.
Brad,
the whole world is falling apart. It's all falling apart. And the more, you know, we've got a bunch of imbeciles who think they run the show. And I keep saying this. At the moment, I'm saying it every second or third broadcast. They couldn't run a chicken pen. All their chickens, if they tried to run a chicken pen, all their chickens would die.
Well, this trans person in a red dress and high heels.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay. So, it's the Ford Bronco Technical Service Bulletin. So if you want to look at this, just go to any search engine and type in 2021 Ford Bronco Technical Service Bulletins, and you'll see them. You won't believe how many technical service bulletins there are for a one-year-old car. You won't believe it. If you had to bring your vehicle back to have these things fixed, and they fixed one at a time, you'd be bringing your vehicle back about 30 times. Seriously. What's involved? Well, let me just read them very quickly. We have Greg on the line, and we have Charles, and we have Gwyneth. But just so you know, one of them is called equipment. Next one, structure body. Next one, service brakes hydraulic. Next one, structure. Next one, structure body roof and pillars. Next one, back over protection. Next one, back over protection sensing system camera. Next one, service brakes, air anti-lock. Next one, parking brake. Next one, service brakes hydraulic. Next one, electronic stability control. Next one, back over prevention software. Next one, electrical system. Next one, equipment electrical. Next one, engine and engine cooling. Next one, electrical system. Next one, brakes, PWS. Next one, structure, body, roof, and pillars. Next one, structure, body, roof, and pillars. Next one, visibility, rear view mirrors, devices, exterior. Next one, back over protection software. Next one, brakes. That is like 15%.
Wow. You know, Vincent, I want you to think of this scenario. You've got Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates of hell, Dr. Mengele, Anthony Fauci, using China as the model. They're not speaking up about what just happened, what's happening over there right now about these protests and running the tanks in. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of blood. So maybe that's the model, is they want us all in these high-rise cardboard box apartment complexes with a charging station underneath where they can lock the doors for 90 days. This is their model. Now imagine a fire going through on the ground floor of this apartment complex. How many lives would be lost because the doors were locked? They're not saying a word about it, because just like a good vaccine could reduce the population, maybe a good lithium fire could also reduce the population.
Well, okay, so Volkswagen says, quote, or these are headlines on the public domain, internet, quote, Volkswagen says EV battery plants practically unviable in European Union due to soaring energy costs, end quote. The way I interpret that is, y'all, heads up, we aren't going to be able to make batteries because it costs so much for energy. So y'all want these electric batteries and these electric cars, we can't do it. It's practically unviable. Now, is Volkswagen a little tiny company? Absolutely not. Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi is one company. And they are one of the largest automakers in the world. And they have very, very sophisticated cars. Very sophisticated. Probably among the most sensors in Volkswagens and Porsches and Audis of any vehicles produced.
I agree.
Not only that.
They're big on
technology. Not only that. Who was the godfather of Volkswagen? Well, Volkswagen, folks, meaning people, wagon, car, it's the car for the people. And who was the godfather of all this? Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler is the guy that made the cars for the people viable. And if you were a factory worker, you could participate and have part of your earnings while you're working tour at the factory go toward your Volkswagen, which was a very simple, basic car, air-cooled. Couldn't be more simple than a Volkswagen. It didn't even have a heater system that had fluid in it. It didn't have antifreeze. It didn't have coolant. There was a shroud around the exhaust pipe that would blow air over the hot exhaust pipe and duct it back into the cabin. That was a heating system, for sure. Greg, we've got Charles on the line in Ohio. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again on Friday, a couple days from now. And I know that you've got a great syllabus for class. Greg, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Gwyneth and I will be right back, and Charles in Ohio will be joining us. And you know what? I will use the next few minutes at the top of the hour to try to defrost. And I know Herman and Dr. Sheely want me to detach. It's hard. It's hard. When all I have to do is look around and see the destruction fall.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.